Hello, my name is Susan. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything, ma'am, and I'm not going to ask any donations. I just, may I please speak with Sheila?
Speaking.
Sheila, do you have the time to proceed with the survey? It's probably like less than five minutes.
Fine.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, so we're going to proceed in English, and your last name is?
Prinskis?
Thank you. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona, Sheila?
Yes.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Okay. Thank you. Just a moment. Okay, here we go. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read more where the Levine area is again?
No.
Okay, thank
no,
you.
It's fine.
Okay. Sheila, sex of respondent, this is the survey asking male, female, your response?
Female.
Thank you. And what year were you born, Sheila?
7.
I'm sorry, what was that? 70?
57.
Okay, thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Sheila. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Like poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
I'd say good.
Okay. Thank you, Sheila. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it would improve the quality of life in Levine. Okay, Sheila, the first statement is more good-paying jobs from 1 to 5.
Well, I'm retired now, so I don't really know what's going on as far as the job-wise.
Okay.
So I'd say about, well, you never can go wrong with that, so I guess 5.
Okay. More parks and recreational opportunities?
3.
Okay. More affordable housing options to rent or buy?
5.
Okay. Sheila, better street and road maintenance from 1 to 5?
3.
Okay. More dining and entertainment options?
3.
Okay. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
4.
Thank you. And better public transportation options?
Well, we definitely need it.
Okay.
So I guess, because sometimes it makes it hard when you're disabled and you can't get around, and trying to find somebody to take you where you got to go, or doctor appointments. So, yeah, we definitely need that. So I guess that would be a 5.
Okay. Thank you, Sheila. In terms of your job status, Sheila, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Retired.
Thank you. In thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Laveen, too many, too few, or about the right amount?
I guess it's about right, so three.
Okay. Thank you, Sheila. And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Laveen?
About a four.
Could that be too many, too few, or about the right amount?
Oh, about the right amount.
Okay. Thank you so much, Sheila. We're almost done, ma'am, I promise. Thinking about commercial development, I am going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of the kind of businesses in Laveen. Would you like to see more doctor's offices and hospitals? This would be the answer, yes strongly, yes somewhat, or no?
Yes strongly.
Thank
because
you.
Everything, all of our appointments are all on the opposite side of town.
Okay. Thank you. And home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
If it wasn't satanic, it wouldn't be so bad.
Okay. Would that be yes strongly, yes somewhat, no?
Somewhat.
Okay. Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues? Strongly, somewhat, no.
Somewhat.
Okay. Grocery stores and supermarkets?
Well, we got two that are like across the street from each other, but it wouldn't hurt to have something else that gives you a variety.
Would that be strongly, somewhat, no?
Somewhat.
Okay. And dollar stores and discount chains?
If the dollar stores were still a dollar, it would be great, but they've gone up.
Okay.
So, it's amazing what you can get at a dollar store, so I'd say more.
Okay. So it would be yes, strongly, somewhat, no.
Yes.
Okay.
I'd say strongly.
Okay. Thank you. And in your own words, Sheila, what type of stores and businesses would you most likely to see more of in Laveen? I type this down for you.
Okay. Let's see. Actually, craft stores, veterinarians, veterinarian schools where it would be cheaper. You know, where the veterinarian schools where you can take your pets there and it doesn't cost as much as it does when you go to a regular vet.
Oh, okay.
I think if we had pet training.
Pet training?
Yeah, because a lot of people have animals, but they don't have any manners.
Oh, okay. Anything else?
I think we already talked about doctor's offices around here would be great.
Any type of specific doctors, like, you know, maybe family doctors? Sure.
Well, it could start out with family doctors, but, you know, depending on what people's medical problems are, you have to go so far away. Like, if I take my husband, I got to take him all the way out in Surprise.
Okay.
And that takes up pretty much a good tank of gas just for him to go to an appointment, and then he has to do it two and three times. So that makes it difficult, especially when you're a senior citizen and you can't walk and you have to find a way to get there.
Okay. Anything else?
I think we ought to have more things for more things for handicapped. They need to think more for the handicapped people.
Okay.
You know, a lot of stores and stuff, they have like two handicapped places for you to park, and people who are using their mama's car or their daddy's car, they wind up, you know, parking in those spots. And then you have somebody like my husband who he relies on electric wheelchair. So there needs to be more parking for handicapped.
So for more parking for handicapped. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see here. All right. Thank you, Sheila. Switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much is it cost to buy or rent a home? In housing affordability, not a problem at all? A slight problem? A moderate problem?
Actually, I'd say it's a big problem. In the area where I live, in this subdivision, they just built a new subdivision, all houses, but they're only rentals, and they pay more than what I pay a month to own my house.
Okay. Let's see here. So it would be a big problem. Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, people not able to really afford it. I mean, I'm lucky because I'm retired and I'm doing halfway decent, but it's still a struggle if something happens, like your AC goes out or water softener or something like that. If you pay for that, you can't pay your rent.
Okay. Okay. And how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing not a problem, you think, or a slight problem?
I see houses, but I don't even see apartments around at all. None.
What would you say?
There's houses, which most people like the idea of houses, but paying $2,500 a month. You know, by the time you get your electric bill, that's like $3,000 a month you're paying, and that's hard. I mean, utilities are unbelievable.
Okay. Would you say that is a big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, or a slight problem?
Okay, a fairly big problem.
Okay.
Also, the utilities.
Okay.
Because if you're renting just a house, it's a big house. If you're renting a big house, it means you have to pay more for electricity.
Oh, yes. Okay. Now, still thinking about residential development, Sheila, I am going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of the kind of housing in Levine. So the answers would be yes strongly or yes somewhat or no. And to make it easier for you, you can say strongly, somewhat, or no. So the statement is multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums. Strongly, somewhat, no.
How I feel about them?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
It's actually yes.
I'm not for it because then you wind up getting riffraff, so, you know.
This is like what you would like to see more of the kind of housing in Levine.
No.
Okay. Housing options for seniors.
That would be good, strongly like that.
Okay. And townhouses or attached homes?
Yeah, I could see that. Pretty much, not strongly, just below that, somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Single family detached homes.
Yes.
Okay. Strongly. Okay, thank you. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
More than 20.
Okay, let's see here. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I own it.
Thank you. Now, Sheila, we're almost done. I am going to read to you some proposals to addressing housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. That would be strongly favor or somewhat favor or somewhat oppose or strongly oppose would be your answers. Okay, now the first statement is repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Would that be strong?
I strongly agree.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
Strongly.
Okay. That would be favor or oppose?
I favor it.
Okay, thank you. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
Somewhat.
That would be somewhat favor, somewhat oppose.
Somewhat favor.
Thank you. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
No. Okay. I strongly against that.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
Like my neighborhood? Or just in a neighborhood? My neighborhood? No.
Okay.
No.
So that would be somewhat opposed, strongly opposed?
Strongly.
Okay. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Thank you. Finally,
but
I would like
can't
to...
do anything about HOA.
Oh.
Get rid of it.
Okay. Finally, Sheila, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Was it high school, non-college, or educational technical, some college, four-year college graduate, postgraduate school, or degree?
To get that, because I was in the military and I was a cop, and a lot of my training it was considered college-related, so I'd have to say 4 years.
4 year college, okay.
Yeah.
What is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 there, $100,000, $75,000 to $100,000, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Sheila.
Thank you so much. Sheila, this includes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I extremely am grateful. Thank you so much for taking your time. You have a great evening, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.